Good morning and welcome to 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you at this time the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you breathe in, be intentional that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. God in you as you. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. And breathe in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Bring your attention down into your heart, into the sanctuary in the cave of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 10 minutes or so, that we are consciously choosing to commune with the source of all that is, the infinite intelligence, the absolute reality, the ground of being, Mother, Father, God. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning we continue with Psalm 37, Psalms for Praying and Invitation for Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Love walks with the upright, and their heritage is forever. In difficult times they will be assured. Even in times of famine their spirits will be filled. But those who lived by usurped power will perish. Like a refining fire, their deeds will burn and vanish away in smoke. Those who are greedy borrow, using the assets of others, money they cannot pay back. The upright are generous and give. Blessed by love, they know inner peace. But the selfish cut themselves off from love. Our lives come from the Most High, and love walks beside those with open hearts. Those who know love are blessed and shall be filled with the Spirit. Though their lives may seem difficult, love raises them up. From my birth to my elder years, I have watched the upright blessed with inner strength and faith, living as beneficial presences in the world. Their children come to know love. Turn from ignorance and become all that you were born to be. Thus you will fulfill your birthright. The beloved loves justice and will enable all who call upon love to grow in love. The upright of heart will know the fullness of life. Their children will be blessed. Those who give avarice a home set their children on the path that leads to darkness. The upright of heart know silence. When they speak, it is with wisdom and justice. For love abides in their hearts. Their way is made sure. Those who do wrong look to justify themselves. They seek to subdue the upright. Their greed begets fear and guilt. They condemn themselves, closing their hearts to love. They live unaware of their own deep poverty of heart. Divine Beloved, ground us being, source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, asking that you purify our hearts, that we may truly be the expressions of your life, of your love, of your spirit. That you cleanse and remove the angers, the frustrations, the irritations, the hurts, the disappointments, the letdowns that seem to have accumulated during this time. That our hearts and minds know that as we purify them by your spirit, that truly we can be at peace. You know all that is happening across this globe at this time. The needs of every individual, the needs of every race, every tradition, every culture, every country. For everywhere there is need. Whether the need is physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. Whether the need is for food or finances or for safety or well-being, whatever the need of man is, we place it before you now, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can ask or think. And so as we surrender the needs of the world and of its people, we remember the hoof, the winged, the finned, for all sentient beings on this planet. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we each here seek to be the best version of ourselves, as we're seeking to be all that you created us to be the beneficial presence of this world, in this world, let us not grow weary or faint-hearted, but stay strong in our resolve to accomplish that for which you have purposed us. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. For all those who have no one to call them by name or remember them in prayer, we hold them in our hearts at this time, that they may know and feel love in the ways that only you can provide. There is so much need at this time, too numerous to be mentioned. But I know that as we surrender to you, you know what to do and how to do it. Our teacher reminded us that it is not him but the Father within that doeth the work. So as we come back to this truth for the needs of our world, the needs of our friends and families, and for our own individual needs, we remember that it is you within that doeth the work. And so for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without,
expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as you allow this prayer to resonate within you. Beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.